Okay. Habocha Eliezer Rappaport, Liend Chometz. Chometz, which is Meshubad.
Meshus of Emery, Meshus of my grandfather. What's the halacha if a Yid borrows money from a Goy on Rosh Chodesh Nissan? And he tells the Goy, I'll pay you back on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And if I don't pay you back cash, then have plenty of Chometz at home. You can take the Chometz as a payment for the Goy. The shayla is, can the Goy claim the Chometz now after Pesach? So the obvious question is, why not? Why shouldn't the Goy be able to claim it if it's Meshubah to the Goy? The agreement was that the Goy will take the Chometz as payment. So why should he not be able to claim the Chometz? So the Gemara in Gittin says, the Omar Rava, Hektish Chometz and Shukru Mafkin Midei Shibut. Rava said, Hektish Chometz and Shukru are Mafkia Midei Shibut. What does that mean? That means, for example, if I have a behemoth, and I tell my Baal Chayiv that if I don't pay you cash, then you can take the behemoth instead. And then I go and I say, Harezu Oilan, I'm Makdish the behemoth. Then the Baal Chayiv can't claim the behemoth anymore because it's a Kodesh. Same thing by Chometz. If I borrow money and I say, you should take the Chometz as payment, and then Pesach goes by, and now the Chometz is Chometz Sh'ov Olav Pesach. Then the Shibud is Paka and you can't claim the Chometz. Or by an Eved, if I have an Eved Kanani and I say that you should take the Eved Kanani as payment, and then I free the Eved, so now he's a Yid, so you can't be Meshabed with them anymore. So the Shibud is Paka. So the Rishonim will say that this din of Hekdesh, when we say Hekdesh is Mafkei Midei Shibud, so the Rishonim explain that we're only talking about Kedushas Haguf, which means if you Makdish a Behemah as a Karbon, then it's Mafkei Midei Shibud. Or if you only Makdish Kedushas Damim, which means if you have, for example, a table, and you mashabed the table to a chayiv, and you say that, and then you say, I want to give the table as a present to Hekdesh, then it's only Kodesh Kedushas Damim. You can't be makriv on the Mizbeach, so it's Kodesh Kedushas Damim, and Kedushas Damim is not Mafkei Midei Shibud. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, what's the difference between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim? If a behem which is Meshubad is called in the Rishus of the Leiva, and it's in his Rishus, then he should be able to be makdish Kedushas Damim as well. Because if it's in his Rishus, you can be makdish something which is in your Rishus. So why should Kedushas Damim not be able to be chal on this Chayfetz just because it's Meshubad? And if it's not called in his Rishus, if Chametz which is Meshubad is not in his Rishus, then how can Kedushas Damim be mafkei midei Shibud if you can't be makdish something which is not in your Rishus? The Torah says, Ish ki akdish is beisei, ma beisei b'rishusei, afkel b'rishusei, that in order to be makdish something, it has to be in your Rishus. So, Frektesus, Miman Afshach, if it's in his Rishus, then Kedushas Damim should be chal as well, Kedushas Damim should also be mafkei midei Shibud. And if it's not in his Rishus, then Kedushas Haguf can't be chal. And so Kedushas Haguf should not be mafkei midei Shibud. So, Tosfos explains in his way. Rashi explains the Masal Chometz. Rashi says, Eved Kechavim Shehilves Yisrael, Veshibud Leichemtzei, V'lo Yirinu Etzei, Eved Kechavim that lends money to Yid, and the Yid is Meshabed his Chometz to the Goy, and the Yid left the Chometz by him in his house. So Rashi says, Asi Isul Chometz, Umafkali Shibud Eved Kechavim. The Isul of Chometz comes along, and it's Mafkia the Shibud of the Eved Kechavim. So Rabbi Chonon Vassman explains that what Rashi means to say is that Rashi holds in Psachim, Rashi holds that something which is Meshubud is not called Birshusa. Rashi says, V'ein Hekdesh Hekdesh, if I'm Meshabud Behemoth to Baal Chayiv, I can't be Makdish it. Why Sharemu Mishkan in Hein Malve? It's a Mashkin for the Malve. V'afal Gav Shein Shaloi, even though the Behemoth is still his, he hasn't given it to the Malve yet, it's only Meshubud to the Malve, and it still belongs to him, it's still called Ein Birshusa, Rachman Oma V'ishki Hekdesh Be'ezbeisei. So Rashi holds that something which is Meshubud to Baal Chayiv is not called Rishusay of the Leiva. So Rabbi Chonon explains, why is it not called Rishusay of the Leiva? So Rabbi Chonon explains that there's a din that if I have something which is Meshubud to my Baal Chayiv, I can't sell it in a way that it'll be a steer to the Chayiv. What does that mean? That means if I have a Sada and it's Meshubud to the Baal Chayiv, if I sell the field to a Lekeach, then we know that Baal Chayiv can come and take the field from the Lekeach. How can you take the field from the Lekeach? Because you don't own the field enough to sell it in a way that's a steer to the Chayiv. Because it's Meshubah to the Baal Chayiv. And yeah, the Mesiva says a similar din, that we all know that there's a taina of Yinachdin B'chal Mokim Ligbis Memenu, that if I sell a field, if I have a field which is Meshubah, and I sell it to the Lekeach, and I have other fields at home. So if the Baal Chayiv comes to the Lekeach and he says, I want my field, So we know that the Rekeach said, you can't take my field, because I left you fields by the labor to claim from. Zogon Sivas, why? Because the Mechira, when I stole this field to the labor, it wasn't a steer to the Chayv. Because there's other fields that he can claim from, it's not steer to the Chayv. And therefore, he can't claim it from the Rekeach. So too, Zog Rashi, Zog Bechonon, that Rashi holds that a Sod, which is Meshubud, is not Birshusay of the labor to sell it in an oifen which is when it's a steer to the Chayv. And therefore, you can't be makdish it, because it's ainu b'rishusa. It's a similar din. We heard that by Chometz Shtei Entera v'leimotze l'chasa'ir, that in order to be over the Issa b'alira b'leimotze, then the Chometz has to be motze in your rishus. It has to be found in your rishus. If it's not found in your rishus, then you're not over the Issa of b'alira b'leimotze. So Zag Rabbi Chanan, that Chometz, which is meshubah to Baal Chayv, is not called motze by the Leiva, because it's meshubah to Baal Chayv. The same way Hekdesh, the same way Behemoth, which is Meshubud, is not Rishustay, so too Chametz, which is Meshubud, is not Motzile. The Zakr B'chanon, that Rashi holds that there's a din that if I have a Behemoth, which is Meshubud, and I say Harezu Oila, so Be'etzem, everything is in place for the Behemoth to become Kaddish. It's my Behemoth, I said Harezu Hekdesh. The only problem is, it's Meshubud. And it's any brishulse. So Rav is mechadish a din that Rav says that hekdesh chametz hashulchan mafkin b'dei shibud, that when the shibud is being ma'akev, it's preventing the issa from being chal. So we say that the shibud is paka in order for the issa to be chal, and that's the lashon of Rashi. Osi issa chametz umafkel shibud dev kechavim. The issa chametz comes and it wants to be chal on this chametz. The only problem is it's meshubud to the bal chayv, and it's not motzilei. And if it's not motzilei, it can't become chametz because it's not motzi by the yid, it's motzi by the goy. And so we say, Osi Yisrael Chometz, Mafkel Shibud the Oved Kechavim, it's Mafkia the Shibud of the Oved Kechavim in order that it should be able to become Chometz Sh'av Olav HaPesach. So Rabbi Chanan asks, if so, Lefi Rashi, why do we say that Hekdesh is only Mafkia if it's Kedush Taguf? Why not Kedush Domin? So Rabbi Chanan explains that Kedush Taguf is a stronger sort of Kedusha, and therefore only Kedush Taguf is Mafkia Midei Shibud. Or but Kedush Domin, which is not as strong a Kedusha as Kedush Taguf, so it's not mafkia midei shibud. So that's a Rashi. Rashi learns that the chayfetz and meshubud is ainu b'rishusay, and therefore, in order for the issa to be chal on the chayfetz, we have to say that's mafkia midei shibud. Tosis learns differently. Tosis holds that just because something is meshubud, it doesn't mean it's ainu b'rishusay. Why? So Tosis says that the Gemara in Psachim that says itmar. A Balchayv that claims his mashkin, Abaya Omar Mafreyu Geva, Virova Omar Mikanal Abog Geva. Abaya holds that if he claims it on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then it turns out that it was always his from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mafreya. Rava holds differently. Rava says, Mikanal Abog Geva. When he claims it on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then from Rosh Chodesh Iyar onwards it belongs to him. Up until now it belonged to the Leuver, to the borrower. So Zog Tesvus, so Rava Shifa, I'll say Rava. Rav is the one that says Hekdesh Chametz Hashulchan Mafkim Midei Shibud. So it says that Rav holds that it is Birshusay, and you can be Makdish Kedush Taguf. You can be Makdish it. You can be Makdish the Behemoth. So if the Frek tells us, if so, why can you be Makdish Kedush Taguf? Why can't you be Makdish Kedush Domim? So Tosis says that Kedush Taguf Kivin Dechay Lesulei Paka. That Kedush Taguf, once the Kedush is Chal on the Behemoth, you can't be Mafkia the Kedush anymore. You can't remove the Kedush. Why? So Rabbi Chanan explains that there's a difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim. Why? Rabbi Chaim Riska explains that Kedushas HaGuf is not toil on the bailus of the Chepetz. That means that when you're Makdish a Behema Kedushas HaGuf, you're not giving the ownership to Hekdish. It's your Behema, and you're making it Kaddish. Yeah, you've been Mechad yourself to be Makrivit on the Mizbech, and it becomes Kaddish, but it doesn't mean that it's not yours. The ownership of the Chepetz still belongs to you. Whereas by Kedushas Domim, he explains that when I makdish a table, Kedushas Domim, to Hekdesh, I'm giving the ownership to Hekdesh. I own the Chepetz, and I'm giving it as a present to Hekdesh. So I'm giving over the bailus of the Chepetz to Hekdesh. So he says that if I'm giving over my ownership of the Chepetz to Hekdesh, then I can only give Hekdesh the ownership that I have. And over here, my behemoth is meshubah to the Baal Chayv. If it's Meshubah to Baal Chayv, then I haven't got ownership, for example, to sell it in a way that will be a steer to the Chayv. I can't sell my behemoth now and tell Bachev I sold it and you can't take it anymore because it was Meshubud. If so, when I give it to Hekdish, then Hekdish also can't tell the Baal Chayv that it's ours and you can't take it, because the ownership that I had, I gave to Hekdish. That's what Tosfos, the Lashon Tosfos over here is, Avo Kedushas Damim, Lo Ya'alim Keach Hekdish Mikeach Makdish. The Keach of Hekdish is not stronger than the Keach of the Makdish. And therefore, just like when it belonged to the Makdish, it was Meshubud to the Baal Chayv, so too now, when it belongs to Hekdish, it's Meshubud to the Baal Chayv, and the Baal Chayv can come and claim the chayfets. In fact, so that's the chiluk between kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. So Tosfos says, now what's pshat hekdesh chometz v'shut mafkim midei shibud? So Tosfos learns that when we say it's mafkim midei shibud, it doesn't really mean it's mafkim midei shibud. It means that it's mashubud, but the Baal Chayv can't use his shibud now. Why not? Because it's hekdesh. If it's hekdesh, then by him coming and claiming his shibud, So now it'll be his behemoth, but it's still a carbon. He can't use the behemoth for whatever he wants. So Tosfos explains that Hekdesh, when we say Hekdesh chometz v'shut mafkim midei shibud, doesn't mean that the shibud is paka, doesn't mean that the shibud has disappeared. The shibud is still in existence. The only thing is, you can't use the shibud. There's no point of you claiming the shibud. What's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? So I heard from Meir Rebbe Ram Gurwitz that there's a Tosfos Shonim in Ksubas Daf Nun Tes. That Tosfos Yeshanim says, we all know there's a din of Shibud Durim Nasan, that if Reuven owes money to Levi, and Levi owes money to, if Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon owes money to Levi, then Levi can claim the Chayv from Reuven. So Tosfos Yeshanim says, what happens if Reuven owes money to Shimon, and so all the fields of Reuven are now Meshubud to Shimon? What happens if Reuven says, Koinim Sada Zu on Shimon? They make the koinim that this field should be asa behana on Shimon, like Hekdesh. So Shimon can't claim his chayv now, because just like Hekdesh is mafkim de shibud, it's more that koinim is also mafkim de shibud, because koinim is like Hekdesh. So Shimon can't come now and claim his chayv. Because like Shonim, can Levi claim the field from Reuven? Because the koinim was only on Shimon, not on Levi. So Tosfos Shonim says that Levi can come and claim the field from Reuven within shibud and Nasim. So Rav Ram said that you can only say that if you Tosfos, that we said that Tosfos holds that when we say Hekdesh chometz v'shut mafkim midei shibud, the shibud isn't actually paka. The shibud is still kain. Just you can't use the shibud because it's asa. So Zog Tosfos Shonim over here, it's not asa on Levi because the koinim was only on Shimon. And therefore Levi can come and claim the field from Reuven. Whereas Lefi Rashi, Rashi holds that because the field was meshubud to Shimon, so Reuven couldn't ask it with the koinim anyway, because it wasn't in his rishus. So came along the koinim, and the koinim was mafkiyah the shibud. And if it's mafkiyah the shibud, so if the field of Reuven is not mashubat to Shimon, then it can't be mashubat to Levi either. Because Levi, the only reason why Levi can claim the field is because Shimon owes him money, and the field is mashubat to Shimon, and therefore, because the shibud of Shimon is paka, therefore you can't use... Therefore, Levi can't come and claim the chayv now from Reuven. So coming back to our shayla, what the shayla was that they had chometz which was meshubud to a goy, and now it became chometz she'avah alav haPesach. So lefi Rashi, that Rashi holds, in order for it to become chometz she'avah alav haPesach, you have to be mafkiyah the shibud in order that it should be matzui to the yid. And if it was mafkiyah midei shibud, then obviously the goy can't come and claim his chometz now, because the goy has no claim on the chometz, because the shibud was paka. Whereas if you Tosfos, that Tosfos explains that the shibud wasn't paka, just the shibud is kaim, just you can't use the shibud, then over here the goy can use the shibud, because the goy is not asa to eat from the sha'av alav haPesach. And therefore, the chayr lefi Tosfos, the goy will be able to claim the chometz. The Avnei Nezer says, not like that, Avnei Nezer says that even if you Tosfos, by chometz is different. Why? Because he explains that there's a din of hakol mitzvah nevari, which means that if a yid has chometz, then every yid is mechuyah to be mevayah his chometz. And therefore, if Reuven has chometz and Shimon comes and burns Reuven's chometz, then Shimon is not over its exela, because he had a mitzvah to be mevayah the chometz. Now, so because there's a din of hakol mitzvah nevari, so this chometz belongs to a yid, and therefore there's a chiyuv on every yid to burn the chametz, even if it's meshubud to a goy, because it's chametz. And therefore, Zog Davri Nezer, we say that this chametz is avod mimenu mikol adam, it's lost from everyone, no one can have this chametz now, because it's going to be burnt. And if it's a wooden menum called Adam, he says that the guy is miyash on the chametz. That the guy says, the yid is going to burn it now, and I'm not going to be able to claim it, because it's going to be burnt. And therefore, the guy is miyash from his shibud. And as the Avnei Nezer says, that even if he tases, that usually tases holds that the shibud is still kayim, over here the shibud will be paka, because the guy was miyash from the shibud.